It's David Sampson. David, how are you?
I am doing great. How are you?
Very well. Thank you for taking the time to join us. We just had part of this conversation. Might as well bring you in on it. With the current playoff format, I'm glad they got rid of that one-and-done single elimination. What are your thoughts on the amount of teams that they now allow in and the atmosphere that this has brought in?
I think it's great. I always wanted expanded playoffs because the more teams in it, both at the deadline and also through September, means more fan engagement, more fun, more markets that have hope for their team. And once the playoff tournament starts, we know anything can happen because did anyone have the Rangers beating the Diamondbacks in last year's World Series? Anybody when the playoffs started? I think probably not.
Not at all. And we certainly see that neither of these two teams even got into the playoffs this year. I know the Diamondbacks have their issues with some of the scheduling, but a team that did make it in and they were eliminated yesterday happened to be the Astros. When you take a look at the run that they've been on over the past almost decade, Jose Altuve going to bat for Bregman, are we past their glory years? Is Jose Altuve going to be sitting around out there by himself?
I don't know if he's by himself, because when you have Tucker and Alvarez, you're pretty good, and their starting pitching just was decimated. They had no McCullers or Keedy and Christian Javier. But here's the thing. If I'm the Astros, what a run. Seven straight years in the league championship series. They got a couple rings. It just feels like the dynasty ended yesterday. When you look around at the teams and look at the team that beat them, the Tigers are a better team than the Astros, even though the majority of people couldn't name five people on the Tigers team. But the fact is, you'll get to know them through October because they're really good. And if I'm the Astros, I really have to think long and hard about Alex Bregman. I'm ignoring what Altuve said. You know, we don't have to make it happen. We don't have to overpay to get him, and he's represented by Scott Boras. So I think you have to be careful, because when you try to leave your window open too long, you can end up being mediocre for a long time.
Yeah, former Marlins exec David Sampson is joining us here on the JR Sport Brief Show. You mentioned the Tigers. We know that they're going to go out there and take on the Guardians. It's crazy that months ago there were so many conversations about whether Tarik Skubal was going to stick around or whether they needed to trade him. And lo and behold, here they are advancing. What are your thoughts on what this series is going to look like against Cleveland?
Well, God, do I love baseball. The Tigers were sellers at the deadline. As a matter of fact, the starting pitcher for the Dodgers in game one of the LDS against the Padres, he's Jack Flaherty, a Tiger. The Tigers traded him. And when you think about that, the Tigers sold at the deadline and then all of a sudden got better, it really makes owners talk to GMs and say, hey, man, what's happening here? Why are we selling? And if we are selling, why is our payroll high when we could have a lower payroll and win the way the Guardians and the Tigers and the Orioles? And so, you know, you look at the Tigers and you look at that matchup against the Guardians, you've got two lockdown bullpens, and maybe you've only heard of one of the players, Emmanuel Clase, who's the best closer in baseball by far, not even close. And you just say to yourself, if you're in that series, please get an early lead. If you get an early lead and turn it over to the bullpen, the likelihood is you're going to win the game.
Well, David, we know when you think about the remaining four teams representing the AL, the Yankees are the big bad wolf now. You know, the Astros are gone. They're going to take on Kansas City. We'll see a matchup of, I assume, the MVP runner-up and the MVP. I think it'll be Judge and Witt. What does this mean for the New York Yankees as they stare across at the Royals and then potentially the other guys from the Central Division?
Yeah, it's tough, and I'll tell you why. Because the way the media is painting it is that the Yankees now have an easy path, once the Astros lost, to win the pennant and make it to the World Series. The problem is you got to play the games. And like we saw last year when the Diamondbacks swept the big bad Dodgers in three games because Betts and Freeman couldn't get a hit over three games, you say to yourself, if Judge and Soto slump just for like 72 hours, the Yankees could be out of the playoffs. And so it'll be fascinating to watch. And what I would tell fans, Yankee fans, the Royals are good. And even though the Yankees dominated the AL Central this season, going 13-6, these are different teams now. With the Guardians, the Tigers, the Royals, they're just different today than they were yesterday, meaning they've got confidence. They've got the attitude of, hey, you know, we're playing with house money, let's go. And those can be very dangerous teams. I was the president of a team like that in 2003, and we rode that attitude all the way to a ring.
Now, David, that was with the Marlins. Here we are in 2024, and you kind of alluded to it. Do you believe that most owners, that their thought process is going to change given the way the playoffs have played out, that everybody has a little bit of a chance? Do you think we'll see some type of salary adjustment as we move forward into the future over the next several years?
Well, I think that's going to be more related to revenue and all the stuff that's going on with media deals. So this is, you know, a longer conversation, which I have on Nothing Personal, but without making your eyes glaze over, when the regional sports network, when Diamond went bankrupt and they're getting rid of all these TV deals with all these teams, this is guaranteed revenue that teams thought they'd have going forward. And now they're losing that revenue, and that's going to impact payroll. There's no question about it. But on the other hand, owners look and they see teams with low payrolls who are smart and doing well with young players, and they say, wait a minute, I don't want to waste money on middle-class players or highly paid older players who will not give me a return on my investment. There's no reason for that. So it is very possible that you'll see a change in behavior for more teams than normal.
David Sampson joining us here on the JR Sport Brief Show, Coast to Coast. If we flip over to the National League, we got one more wild card game, one more wild card matchup between the Mets and the Brewers. What are your thoughts on what we'll see in about 30 minutes from now?
Well, statistics would tell you that the Mets are going to win, because 88% of the time in these two out of three series, the team that wins game one wins the series. The thing is, the majority of those teams, the overwhelming majority of those teams, sweep. And they win it in two straight, the way we saw three of the series end yesterday. On the other hand, the Mets have Quintana going, who I love. He's a solid middle to top of the rotation starter. The Mets have a lineup that is hit or miss, but they've been scoring major amounts of runs recently. And I like the Mets tonight, but I think that the key player for me, two key players, and obviously anyone would say this, but Lindor and Alonso. Both of them have to have good games. And Lindor, you can count on like the sunrise, but Alonso's been more spotty. So, you know, if Alonso takes an offer and if Quintana cannot get twice through the lineup, I think the Mets will have a problem.
And this might be Alonso's final game as a Met. I hope he shows up. David Sampson is joining us. Speaking of a first game, I know everybody in Los Angeles and California and whole is looking forward to the Padres and the Dodgers. We're going to see Shohei Ohtani in the postseason for the first time. What are your thoughts on what this grudge match is going to look like? They're even restricting tickets down in San Diego.
That's an old one, and it doesn't really work. Teams do it to try to get more of their home fans, local fans at the ballpark. But at the end of the day, you will not stop Dodger fans from coming to Petco Park. It's not going to happen. But if I'm the Dodgers, I am not happy to play the Padres. The Padres lineup is deeper than the Dodgers lineup, though Ohtani is the best offensive player on either team. But the depth, the starting rotation, we have an issue with Joe Musgrove getting hurt yesterday. Elbow tightness, he will not pitch against the Dodgers, I'm almost positive. Don't be surprised if he's done for the entire postseason. But they still have Dylan Cease and Michael King, who Yankee fans know well, and, of course, Yu Darvish. Whereas the Dodgers are going with Jack Flaherty, who we talked about, then Yamamoto, who's been hurt and really has not pitched deep into games. And then you've got Walker Buehler, a fantastic pitcher, but not anymore. He's now a middle to bottom, really bottom of the rotation guy. And so if you look at the two teams, then you start getting deep into the bullpen. I'll take the Padres bullpen over the Dodgers any day of the week. The moves A.J. Preller made at the deadline to really bring his bullpen to a level that is just, it's hard to get to them late in games with Tanner Scott and Jason Adam and then Suarez, who is just nasty. So for me, I sort of think that the Padres have the advantage, though the Dodgers are favored because they're the Dodgers.
You think about the postseason being the team that gets hot and who goes on a run. Who do you feel most confident in hoisting the commissioner's trophy in a couple of weeks?
So I have the Mariners beating the Diamondbacks in the World Series. That's my pick. How did that go? That was my preseason pick. I think I nailed that totally. So given that I don't think that can happen, I'm going with the Phillies now. The Phillies, while we haven't seen them play in a bit, the winner tonight will face the Phillies. They're top of the rotation with Nolan Wheeler. Their lineup, oy vey, is it hard to get through. Again, I think their lineup is better than the Yankees' lineup. I just think the Phillies and Bryce Harper, they're ready for the next step, and they're ready to win the World Series. But so much can happen in the playoffs, which is why we love it so much. That would it be crazy if you and I spoke in a month and the Tigers won it all, or the Royals won it all, or the Padres won it all? I don't think that any scenario would have us saying, wow, that's not a deserving champion.
Yeah, David, as we wrap things up, you can certainly roll the dice on who's going to walk away with the commissioner's trophy. Unfortunately, we learned earlier this week on the passing of Pete Rose. You've been an executive. You're in the media. You know the players. You know everybody. Do you think at some point in time that we're going to see Pete Rose inducted into Cooperstown?
I do not. And I think that, he's on the permanently ineligible list. People have been saying it wrong in the media. He did not receive a lifetime ban, and people say, well, a lifetime ban ends when the lifetime ends, so the ban ends. That's not the case. He's on the permanently ineligible list, and that lasts past your death. And I do not think the current commissioner will remove him from that list, so I think things will stay exactly as they are.
Last question. It was pretty bad last week out in Oakland. It was sad, and the fans called it a funeral. To see the A's moving on up to Sacramento, their future likely, I guess, to be Las Vegas when they figure out the financing. Do you think that's going to go as planned? They spent a couple of years in Sacramento. They occupy the spot at the Tropicana. Do you think that's going to go swimmingly?
I will bet you a dollar that they are not in Vegas in 2028.
Oh, no.
They need to start building that building in February of 25, which is like tomorrow, in order to get that building open for the 28 season. They have the ability to stay in Sacramento for 4 years. I don't believe the Vegas deal is done, no matter what you read or what people say. And I do believe that a lot can happen between now and then. So I can't say that I'm positive that they will move to Vegas. I would actually say the odds are against it, but there was just no way to stay at the Coliseum any longer.
Are you saying that there is a chance, maybe in hell, but is there a chance that they end up not back at the Coliseum, but back in Oakland?
Stranger things have happened. John Fisher could wake up tomorrow and sell the team. Baseball owners could say, you know what, the deal that you're proposing in Vegas does not work for us. You'll be a revenue-sharing recipient, too big a recipient. We don't want that. So, in baseball, weird things happen. You can be winning a game by 3 runs in the ninth and lose. Not often, but it happens. So I would say that it's sort of a wait to see, as I like to say, okay, because there's so many moving parts still.
I say leave them in Oakland and send the Angels out to Vegas. That's just me, David. That's just me. Hey, where can people follow you and all of your amazing work that we've already alluded to? Fill them in, David.
Oh, thank you. I have a show called Nothing Personal with David Sampson. It's live every morning at 8 a.m. on YouTube, the Nothing Personal with David Sampson YouTube channel. I'm on the Dan Lebatard Show. You can catch me on CBS Sports HQ, and you can also follow me on Twitter at David P. Sampson, where I like to engage and enjoy meeting people and having fun. I'm really loving, after 18 years running a baseball team, I'm loving my new career, and Nothing Personal in about a week will be 5 years old already, so it's really been a lot of fun. I'm very thankful to the audience, and that show started with my mother listening, and now it's a big show that I really love doing, and I take the responsibility as you do. We have platforms, and you got to take it seriously.
Absolutely. Time flies when you're having fun. David, always a pleasure. Enjoy the rest of the postseason. We'll talk to you soon, okay?
Thank you so much. Have a great day.